8:19 now on Connect FM. It's your morning connection for a Wednesday. Every other Wednesday, we get to have a midweek chat. It's a bright spot of the morning and a bright spot in the midweek. Our midweek chat is with Shirley DeRouge. She's executive director of Downtown Du Bois Inc., and she's here this morning. Hi, Shirley.
Hello.
It's great to have you with us once again in the studio for our midweek chat. And we are making our way through the month of March now, entered a new month. But before February could expire, you had a very interesting visit to our state capitol, didn't you?
I did. The Pennsylvania Downtown Center hosts a winter managers meeting where all of the downtown Main Street managers and Elm Street managers met in Harrisburg. Mm-hmm. And we had conferences and presentations and just spent the day in Harrisburg just meeting and collaborating and just working on ideas for all of our downtowns.
It seems like that'd be a really interesting time. About how many were in attendance for that?
I'm going to say probably between 80 to 90 managers were present.
Wow. Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I'm sure it's a good time to be able to kind of learn from each other, find out what you're doing in your particular communities, and then probably, you know, hopefully craft that to your particular town that you're working with and put it into action.
Yes. Yes. It's nice because some of the communities, they're further along in their revitalization efforts. So hearing what has worked, what has not worked, and then coming up with ways that we can bring it back and tweak it to fit our town. So it's nice hearing, you know, the ideas that have worked and the ones that haven't.
Sure.
And it gives you a better grasp of what might be more successful for us.
Now, I'm going to guess, and this is a guess, but mm-hmm. probably something that you shared with other managers that were there was what's going on in Du Bois with the whole study on skill games and the impact they have on a community. And we're in the midst of that study right now that you've talked about a couple of times. Could you bring us up to date? I understand you recently did a television interview about that very topic. And I know it's something they are waiting on in Harrisburg.
Yes, they are. This is a very important topic. I've been in contact with Jim Moses. He's the executive director of the PA House Gaming Oversight Committee.
Mm-hmm.
They are excited for this information. They want it as soon as it's available.
Right.
But we have collaborated with Penn State and the Sustainable Communities Collaborative. We have the Penn State students out conducting right now. Last week they were out conducting interviews. Now they're taking that information, formulating a survey. The mm-hmm. survey will be going out here soon. As soon as I have that date and information, then I will get that out to everyone. And then they will be gathering all of that information that they retrieve from the surveys to formulate it's like a response or a projected idea that then we can present to the House
mm-hmm.
for them to use, because right now there is a legislative bill, but it's tabled, I was told, for up to 2 years because of lack of research. So when I found that out and I could collaborate with Penn State, everybody, it was a win-win for everybody, and
for
everybody
sure.
was very excited about it. So we're in the midst of it.
Yeah, for sure. And it's really become more and more clear how important this study is and this survey will be. And we can't say strongly enough when that survey comes out,
please.
If you receive one, please participate
yes.
in answering those questions.
Because this is going to impact what the decision they make on
it
this legislative
yeah.
bill. This survey that we're doing here will have a huge impact on what that decision is.
Yeah. So a lot of times we complain that we have no say in the process. Boy, this is a big time opportunity.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Let's talk about another big time opportunity. Bingo!
a fun
yeah, a fun opportunity, but it's a favorite activity here in our great town. So you have a bingo coming up.
Bingo, sort of doing like a March Madness, like a fun theme. Bingo. Yes, Thursday, March 20th. Our packets were normally $25. We're doing them for $5, you know.
Oh, wow.
Keeping with the whole madness kind of, you know.
That is madness.
That's madness.
You're insane.
Right? But it'll be at Parkside Community Center Thursday, March 20th. Doors open at 5. Games start at 6. Bring your bingo daubers and some extra cash and come have fun with us.
Well, I don't know if you can ever beat the pickle theme that you had in December, but, you know, madness is a good one.
It's a good one. Yeah. Yes.
Well, Shirley DeRouge, thank you so much for bringing us up to date on what's going on in downtown DuBois. And that's been our midweek chat with Downtown DuBois, Inc. on Connect FM.